Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cup and chase, going for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every dip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. But what's it go down as you turn me down? But this time around, I'm down to you.
Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting
I'm with you.
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't even without you.
Your claim the fame and girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. What you sip? I got the next round. My teeny a goose now. Tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving on the hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't even without you.
I've never seen nothing like you. Cause the body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you. No. I want your body. Your body. With your love, love to get to know you better. Let's go somewhere, anywhere, I don't care. Long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Yours up full halogen, yep, yep, she modeling. I just had to say, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting
into? Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
Oh, girl, I ain't leaving without you. The body that shape is your claim to fame.
Girl,
I ain't dealing without you.
Ooh. Hey,
baby, what's that in your cup? You need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Hey.
see. Who is this attractive young kid?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, come.
Yeah.
Listen, what are you doing? What are you doing with this picture?
I asked Sierra to fax me a
Hello. Hello, how you doing? This is Jared Hancock from Surefire Music Group.
Gerard, what's going on? It's Gerard or Jared? Help me
Jared,
what's going on, man?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Glad to have you on, man. Appreciate you, man. Taking time out to come on, man.
Of course. Appreciate you having me.
No problem. So what's been going on, man?
Just been grinding, working. Taking one project at a time, you know? Sometimes too many at once.
Understandable, man. Well, if you could, man, what projects are you working on right now?
We are working on the apologize, I'm driving right now. We're working on a new project for Brooke Hogan for the summer. She's got another series on VH1. So we're working on some music for the TV show. Also working on her new album, which is going to be ridiculous. We are working on a solo artist we've been developing for a couple of years. His name is Makio. He was on making the band 4 a few years back. We did a release in Japan, Germany, and South Africa. Did very well about a year and a half ago. And now we're going to do a follow-up sophomore album this year. So I'm very excited about that. That's nearly finished. We've got a girl group we've been developing. Name is Dollhouse. They're unbelievable. We've got several corporate endorsements already on their behalf. We've got they're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. Unbelievably talented, very Disney, Nickelodeon-ish. So very excited about that. I've taken several meetings so far. The interest has just been amazing from all these different companies. And we've got Johnny Wright on board managing them with us.
Okay.
So it's a lot of big things in the works for these girls. They're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We got another product too named Haley Griffiths. Haley is the lead singer. Or was the lead singer from both Michael Flatley's Riverdance and Lord of the Dance, and she's from London. Phenomenal. It's very modern, new age, classical music. Very different from most of the stuff that people know us for. So it's a little bit of a challenge, you know, calling back a lot of your music theory and technical training to work on the project. But she's phenomenal. Phenomenal voice. You know, I tell you, one of the most amazing female vocalists I've ever heard.
Let my listeners know, man. Who are some of the people that you have worked with? I know you mentioned Brooke Hogan, but let them know who else you've worked with.
Who else we've worked with in the past?
Mm-hmm.
We've done a number of records for Neo. The one that everybody knows is a record called Sexy in Here, featuring one of his artists named Six John. We did a record for D Block called Let's Get Dough on their No Security album. We did 9 records for Lisa Lestai Lopez, formerly of TLC, on her solo album called I Legacy. Records featuring Bobby Valentino, Missy Elliott. We did a full TLC record, Little Mama on there, Chameleon Air, Bone Crusher, a number of different big name artists. We've done a lot of work for Marina Cello. Marina's an amazing artist signed to Harv Pierre. Everybody knows Harv. He's the president of Bad Boys.
Right.
Kind of run the label for a number of years, and he's got his own imprint called Crazy Joint. And Marina is the first artist on Crazy Joint. She's been a friend of ours for a long time and done a lot of work for her. Also been staying up with Donnie Klang. Donnie's working on a new pilot for an TV show and a few other things now. So we've done a lot of records with him, and hopefully going to gear towards either an independent release or if we can lock down another label situation in the next year. You know, he'll have another release, some records from us on it. I've done a ton of TV commercial work, you know, for companies like Under Armour. We did their whole prototype ad campaign, which totaled about 9 different commercials. We did some stuff for Dick's Sporting Goods, a lot of MTV News, you know, the MTV Exiled television show, a few other shows for VH1. And more recently now, I'm kind of breaking into the video game market. Just did some work on the Red Dead Redemption game for Rockstar Games. And you know, a few others in the works.
That's interesting, man. So Harv left back the Bad Boy camp?
No, no, Huff's still with Bad Boy.
Oh, he's still with Bad Boy? Okay, okay, okay. You see, I meet the food song. Well, I didn't hear he left. You're going to be, I believe, a judge in Boston for the Dream Big Hustle Hard Talent Showcase?
Yes, yeah, for Mario.
Okay, okay. Now, did Mario actually call to be a judge, or was it Lex?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
How did you?
Lex.
Okay.
I believe Lex is Lex set the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Now, you're currently in Boston, right? Your studio, is that where you're located at?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I believe it's the May 1st, something like that, when the showcase goes down, right?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Okay. What are you expecting from Boston here? What are you expecting from the town? What are you expecting to look for?
I'm a big advocate for the Boston area. I think it's just a plethora of untapped talent up here. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people in the industry. They're just kind of like the industry's best kept secret is up here in Boston. You know, with all the music schools like Berkeley, UMass Lowell. The talent's amazing, so I'm expecting it to be, you know, outstanding. I've seen so much talent up here that hasn't really been exposed to the industry yet, you know, and deserves to be. So I'm very excited to see who's going to show out. I know a handful of artists that will be there. I can really tell you that. Apologize. I'm excited. I'm excited. I think there'll be a lot of phenomenal stuff.
I was a judge for the New York Talent Showcase, or the New York Showcase that they did recently in New York, and
yep.
I was very I didn't know you knew that, but I was okay, but I was expecting more from New York, but sometimes the disappointment, but besides the showcase, what would you like to be working on in the future? What we look forward to working with or.
Working with anything and everything. Want to work with everybody, everyone that's got some talent going on. You know, it sure is a lot bigger than just me. You know, I don't want anybody to think that it's only me. It's a 9-person production team up here. So there are 5 producers and 4 songwriters.
Okay.
So it's a big team, and everything that I've named off, we all took part in. You know, and it's definitely something that we're looking forward to working with everybody.
Well, one thing I know about you so far is that you're loyal to your camp. You know, you didn't take all the credit and say, "Oh, it was me. I produced everything. It was all me."
That's one thing we're all big on that.
That you acknowledge everyone. That's a good thing. Did anyone influence you anyway to produce and write music?
I'm sorry. Any what?
Anyone influenced you musically?
We've all got our own influences. Me personally, I'm influenced by, I came up as a jazz musician, so I definitely have an ear for a lot of jazzier sounding chords and rhythms and that kind of stuff. But also, you know, rock and just growing up through the 80s and 90s, you know, you've kind of been exposed to a multitude of different genres and things, you know, and phases of music. So I feel like just growing up in the years that we grew up, you know, we've all been kind of influenced by similar trends and different things. No, I wouldn't say any one person or producer in particular. We try to influence each other as much as we can to try to help cultivate like a surefire sound, which I'm starting to really recognize, you know, and people are starting to kind of pinpoint and, you know, be able to pick out a surefire record. Among others, and say, "Oh, yeah, it's definitely from the Surefire camp." And you can kind of pull it out, which is pretty cool.
Of all the legendary artists, such as like the Diana Ross or the Smokey Robinson, anyone in particular of that particular level in the industry that you would like to work with?
Truthfully, I mean, every single one. Anyone that's still working on a project or whatever they've got going on, I'm highly confident that we can work with them. You know, and tailor some music to their needs.
If you could do me this favor, for those individuals who want to become a hit producer and write for such artists that like those people that you've written for, what advice would you give to them?
To just never stop. Never stop and grind like you've never grinded before. You know, it's just one of those things where, I mean, no matter how far along you get, you're still see that you've got so much further to go. You know, even the big guys that are in the industry, once they've tackled something, you know, enormous, they're going for something that's even bigger, you know. So it's, to me, it's just that, just having that mentality that to never, ever, ever want to stop and to constantly set new goals for yourself and reach for them is always the best mentality to have and to succeed in this business. You know, that's everybody around me, everybody that I've ever seen that I've always looked up to, you know, they would say the same thing, so.
Right. Where do you see yourself in your career? Let's just say 5 years from this date. Where would you like to see your career?
Myself and my career? It's really tough to say. You know, it's very tough to say, but I enjoy doing everything that we do. I just like to see it on a different level, on an even bigger level. I'd like to see the evolution of the Boston entertainment scene, you know, which has been happening significantly through the past couple of months. They actually put a few of us from the Surefire Camp on the Boston Committee for the Grammys last year. So the Grammys are actually reaching out, you know, starting a committee up here in Boston, which is very cool. You know, just seeing things like that happen, the new venues, Live Nation putting some venues in, new Hard Rock Cafes, just different for record release parties. There's a lot of different things that are supportive of the music industry up around here. So I would just like to see, I would like to help, you know, lead the movement, you know, to get a lot more of the entertainment business up in this region.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're on your way, Jay. I'm not going to keep you, man. But I thank you so much for coming on, man. And hopefully,
of course, thank you.
Hopefully I can reach out to you, man, when I start working on my album. Hopefully late or early summer, I plan to, you know, start working on an album. Hopefully try to release it by the fall, late fall. But
okay.
So I'll definitely try to reach out to you. I want to give you a shout out, man. Anyone you want to shout out, man?
SurefireMusicGroup.com. Check us out. look for us on YouTube. You know.
And you can also check him out. You're gonna be a judge at the talent showcase up in Boston. I believe this Saturday, right? You're gonna be a judge, right? For
Mojitos. Yeah, at Mojitos.
Are you want to give them the address and everything for the location? I'm not sure the address and location. Or you can go to greenbighouselaw.com.
And check
that out.
The actual street address I can I'd have to double check on it, but it's a place called Mojitos. Right near the Boston Common, downtown Boston. It starts at noon, ends at 8.
Okay. All right, cool. Jay, man, I appreciate you taking time out, man. Stay in touch with me in the show, man. Anytime that you see fit, man, just let me know you need help or any radio spins, man. Just let me know, man. I'll definitely help you out, man, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, my man.
All right, man. You'll be blessed.
You too. Peace.
Shout out to Giraffe for coming on the show. We're going to jump into some Chris Ivey next to you. Be right back.
I think I have him on my phone. Thank you.
like all Harlem cats do. What's in the pretty girls, big city girls, slick getting money quick, real witty girls, Finny bag on her arm with the pretty curls, biggest thing in her little itty bitty world, that's me. I know what I gotta do, 7 foot of Prada boots, house with a lot of room, and hit it right, all night, take me out the game, but it's alright, it's lovely, cause she loving me, and when it's said and done, I know where she wanna be, with me.
Got $1 million swag. We getting money, all about the dollar. popping my collar. Hit her on Twitter so she can follow me. If later on you get with me, we gon' end up on TMZ. I'm so fly, fly as I can be. I can take you super shopping and we can go out to eat. So